Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the GSL podcast. My name is Wendell. On today's episode, we'll be doing the third round of the Pecora. We have two brand new contestants for you vying for the ultimate title of Pecora champion. And the finals, as you know, will be in September between the three finalists. So we have Elliot from June. We have Steffi from July. Let's get to it. Let's find our August champion. We have two contestants today. Our first one is Tony Nazareth, longtime player in the league, now retired, but still a huge fan, listens to the podcast, keeps up with the league. So he's our first contestant, and he'll be going against Nash Lobo, currently playing in the GSL for Aldana. And the great thing about these two contestants is one of them was nominated, that being Tony, and the other one, Nash, actually messaged in saying he wanted to be a contestant. And his reason was he felt that he can spell way better than anyone that's been on the competition. He didn't understand why people were unable to spell basic things. So a lot of pressure on him riding on if there's a spelling question. Who knows? There might be one. There might be not. All the questions are always random. So we'll just have to wait and see. Just a quick announcement is there will be no episode of the podcast next week. It is a long weekend, so the league is taking a break for the playoffs. But we'll be back the weekend after for a brand new episode. And it'll feature all the recaps, all the final standings of the season, and a huge playoff preview. So look forward to that. No episode next week, but a huge episode the week after. All right, that's it. Let's get into the Pecora, and I hope you guys all enjoy. Hey, Tony, this is Wendell from the GSL podcast.
Yeah, hi, Wendell. Great show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
So for those that don't know you, you've been in the league. You were in the league right at the beginning in its inception. You played for Lotolim and Aguada, and you're really passionate about the league. You've managed to keep in touch with the league through the podcast, and you were actually one of the first contestants to be nominated onto the show by none other than Ron Montero from Lotolim. So tell us a little bit about how you know Ron and how you found out about the podcast and why you wanted to come on the show.
Right. Well, Ron and I are actually family friends from a long time back when we grew up in Kenya. And then we ended up both playing for Lotolim. Of course, Ron was a star player. I was more of a peripheral player, but it was, that's how we kind of got involved with the league anyway. But we have, a long friendship from before. Our families are very close. So.
Oh, that's great. And then I think Ron was...
And he
told you about the podcast.
He's the one who told me about the podcast, it was great because I hadn't been in touch with the league that much since I stopped playing several years back, but now I find you really do get a great picture and you're almost right back in touch with it, even though I don't attend the games, but I feel I'm right up to date with everything. So great job on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, I really appreciate that. That's kind of the beauty of it, is that for a lot of the former players that we're so passionate about the league, 10, 15, 20 years, but are not able to attend or able to play anymore. They really feel like they're still part of the league. They know what's going on. They know all the players' names, all the results. So it's a good way of keeping in touch with what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So obviously you'll be a contestant on the Pecora today. You're familiar with the trivia show. We've gone over all the rules.
Yes.
So, 10 questions, 4 minutes. Do you have any shout-outs to give or anything to say before we get started?
Shout-outs. Well, like I said, it's a great podcast, and I get the impression that the standard has really skyrocketed, the standard of play. So congratulations to all the players in the league. Just keep it up.
Okay, perfect. So let's get ready to go, and we're about to start right now. Question number one: there are two divisions in the GSL, North and South. How many teams are in the North Division, and how many teams are in the South?
North is 3 and South is 4.
Bonus question. Name one team from each division.
Okay, so Losoli in the North, Marga in the South.
Number 2. Who won the GSL Championship in 2012?
Oh, boy. Okay, I'll pass on that one.
Question number 3. According to FIFA, there are 7 main categories of reasons a player can receive a yellow card. Name 3.
Violent tackle, for kicking the ball away after a free kick is awarded and for delaying the game.
Okay, number four. Which team represented the GSL versus the Toronto Police at the Viva Goa Police Cup this year?
Aguada Waves.
Number five. Name two GSL teams that have been in the league since its inception in 1996 until now.
Lotolim and Margo.
Number six. If you go to the GSL website, goinsoccer.com, the background features players during a World Cup final match. Which two teams are pictured and which year was this World Cup played in?
Okay, it's the players of Italy and France in the 2006 World Cup in Germany.
Question number seven. The trophy for the best defensive team in the league is known as the Caetano Piedade Rados Memorial Trophy. Spell the entire name of the trophy.
Oh my God. Okay. First name, Caetano. Second name, Piadade. And last name, Ratos.
Number eight. What is the prize for winning the Bacora?
It is a soccer jersey of your choice with a personalized name of your choice on the back.
Number nine. Who sponsored this Bacora prize?
Oh gosh, the gentleman's name is Frank, and I can't remember the name of the soccer store that he that he runs, but that's the one, that's who sponsored it.
Okay, that was all the questions. We'll go back to number two. Who won the GSL championship in 2012?
I'm going to take a chance and say Lotolim.
Okay, and for number three, according to FIFA, there are seven main categories of reasons a player can receive a yellow card. Name three of them. You named three reasons, but two of them were from the same category, so I need another third reason. You have 50 seconds remaining.
50 seconds, okay. Oh boy. Same category, oh boy. For foul and abusive language.
Okay, good. So that's all the questions. So he did very well. He had 30 seconds to spare, so that's good.
Okay.
We'll run through the answers. So for question one, there are two divisions, north and south. How many teams? You got it correct. There are three in the north and four in the south. For the bonus question, name one from each division. You were correct. Lotolim is in the north. Margao is in the south. For number two, who won the GSL championship in 2012? It was Margao. So you said Lotolim, unfortunately.
Yeah.
For number three, according to FIFA, there are seven main categories. So the seven main categories are unsporting behavior, which you mentioned, dissent by word or action, which you mentioned, persistent infringement of the rules, fails to respect the required distance when play is restarted with a corner kick or free kick, delaying the restart of play, and deliberate time wasting. So you mentioned that with kicking the ball away, entering and re-entering the field without the referee's permission, and leaving the field without the referee's permission. So you did get three out of four, or three out of seven. So you got that right. Number four, which team represented the GSL versus Toronto Police at Viva Goa? You said Aguada. That's correct. Number five, name two GSL teams that have been in the league since its inception. It is Lotolim and Margao. You are correct. If you go to the GSL website, goinsoccer.com, the background is France versus Italy in the World Cup of 2006. So that was correct. For spelling the trophy, so it's hard enough to say the trophy name, Caetano Piedade Rados Memorial Trophy. I'm sure I'm butchering that. You were really close. You were only one letter off. And Piedade, you said P-I-A-D-A-D-E, where it's P-I-E-D-A-D-E. Unfortunately, one letter off. It's pretty.
That's a tough question, man. Set a high bar, my friend. Anyway,
exactly. I try to pick questions that are difficult, just to separate the men from the boys. And you were really close, so that was close. Number eight, the prize for winning the Pecora is a custom soccer jersey with name and number on the back. So you're correct. And who sponsored the Pecora prize? So it is Frank from AC Soccer. So I was just looking for either Frank or AC Soccer. You didn't need to get both. So you did get that point for saying Frank. So that was great. Well done.
Okay. Thank you for that.
So overall, 8 correct out of 10. So a really, really good score.
Wow. I tied Steffi De Cruz.
Exactly. I was just about to say, you tied the record holder right now. So
okay.
A lot of people thought that Steffi was just going to run away with this prize, but you know she's got some stiff competition. Now, that being said, we do need to get your competitor on the line, so I will let you go now. But best of luck, and I'll let you know if you're advancing to the next round of the competition.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wendell. Really appreciate it. And keep up the great work with the podcast.
Thanks a lot. Well done. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Nash. This is Wendell from the GSL podcast. How's it going?
Hey, Wendell. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So Nash, Lobo, obviously we're teammates on Aldana. Welcome to the show. You were one of the people that actually emailed in stepping up saying you wanted to be on the show. You wanted to compete for the prize. So what motivated you to come on the show and want to compete for the Pecora?
I'm a huge fan of the show. It's been a lifelong dream to be on here. And
lifelong, even though the show's only been going for like
exactly
2 months. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
But congratulations to you. You're actually doing a great job. And there's a lot of, I'm sure that a lot of us are listening to this every week.
Yeah, so basically you just wanted to get your name out there and hopefully compete and see what you could do?
Yep, I just want to win that jersey in the end.
Okay, good. So we'll get to the questions. As you know, around 10 questions, you have 4 minutes. Before we start, are you confident in your ability to win?
Absolutely.
Oh, I like the confidence. And any shout-outs you want to give before we get started?
Shout-out to the Aldana team.
Okay, represent.
All right. Okay,
so let's get started, and we will start right now. Question number one. There are two divisions in the GSL, North and South. How many teams are in the North Division, and how many teams are in the South?
4 teams in the North, 3 teams in the South.
Bonus. Name one team from each division.
Aguada and Aldona.
Which one is in which?
Boy, Aguada in the north, Aldona in the south.
Question number two. Who won the GSL championship in 2012?
Margot Simba.
Question number three. According to FIFA, there are 7 main categories of reasons a player can receive a yellow card. Name 3 reasons.
Arguing with a ref, sly tackling, and taking your jersey off when celebrating.
Question number four. Which team represented the GSL versus the Toronto Police at Viva Goa this year?
Lotaling.
Question number five. Name 2 GSL teams that have been in the league since its inception in 1996 until now.
Lotaling, Goatees, and Margal Simba.
Question number six. If you go to the GSL website, goinsoccer.com, the background features players during a World Cup final match. Which 2 teams are pictured, and which year was this World Cup played in?
Jeez. That's a tough question. I'm going to say I'll pass.
Question number 7. The trophy for the best defensive team in the league is known as the Caetano Piedade Rados Memorial Trophy. Spell the entire name of the trophy.
Jesus. Okay. Caetano. Piedade. Memorial Trophy. Do you want me to spell that as well?
It's the Caetano Piedade Ratos Memorial Trophy.
Ratos is R-A-T-O-S.
Okay.
M-E-M-O-R. Okay.
You don't have to do Memorial Trophy. Question right, number 8. What is the prize for winning the Pecora?
You win a jersey from a jersey store.
Question number 9. Who sponsored the Pecora Prize?
Pass.
Okay, we'll go back to question 3. According to FIFA, there are 7 main categories of reasons for a player that can receive a yellow card. Name 3. You've named 2 correct ones. I need one more.
Slide tackling from behind or getting a fight.
Okay. And then question number 6, if you go to the GSL website, goinsoccer.com, the background features players during a World Cup final match. Which 2 teams are pictured, and which year was this World Cup played in?
Oh boy. I'm going to say Brazil, No, I'll say, I think it's Italy and France, if I'm not mistaken. What year are we on? From 2008.
Okay. Who sponsored this Bakura prize?
I'm just going to guess his answer. I'm going to say DJ Kaya.
Okay. Okay, so that's all the questions. You finished with about 15 seconds to spare. We'll go through the answers right now. So there are two divisions in the GSL, North and South. How many teams? So it's actually 3 in the North and 4 in the South.
Oh, boy.
So you had it reversed. So that was mixed up. Name one team from each division. You got it right. Aguada's in the North. Aldana's in the South. For question number 2, who won the championship in 2012? You were correct. It was Margao. Question number 3, according to FIFA, there are 7 main categories. So you did successfully name 3. So that was good. At the first time you said a slide tackle, but if a slide tackle is clean, that's not a yellow card. So that didn't count as a valid reason.
Okay, I worded that wrong. Oh, well.
Number 4, which team represented the GSL versus the Toronto Police? So it was supposed to be Lotulun, but they couldn't field a team. So it was the Aguada Waves.
Oh, boy. All right.
Number 5, name 2 GSL teams that have been since the beginning. It was Lotulun. It was Margao. So you got that correct. If you go to the Goan Soccer website, the background, so you almost got it. The background is France versus Italy, but the World Cup was in 2006, not 2008.
Oh, man, because I remember seeing Franck Ribery on there.
Exactly, he is on there, as well as like Cameron Nazi, I think Zidane. But the World Cup was in 2006. How can you be a soccer fan and not know what year the World Cup was in?
I get confused with the World Cup and the Euro Cup, I guess.
Yeah, so unfortunately, didn't get that point. Now your spelling chops came into handy. I know you're someone that prides himself on his spelling, and you did manage to spell Caetano Piedade Rados Memorial Trophy. So you did get that point, so well done on that. Number 8, the prize for winning the Bakura is a custom soccer jersey with name and number. So you got that correct. You said soccer jersey. And number 9, who sponsored? It's not DJ Kaya. It is Frank from AC Soccer. So you got that wrong.
All right. Well, guess it did pretty well then.
So you got 6 out of 10 correct.
Okay.
Unfortunately, your competitor got 8 out of 10 correct.
Oh, wow. All right.
So you were playing against Tony Nazareth. He's a player that was formerly in the league right since the beginning, and he was actually very impressive. He got 8. He tied the record with Steffi at 8 out of 10. So unfortunately, he'll be advancing to the finals, and you will not be able to make it. A great effort at 6 out of 10, but unfortunately that World Cup year and getting the divisions mixed up cost you a spot in the finals.
Did he get the spelling right?
He did not get the spelling right. So you are you are definitely the spelling champion, but he got a number of the other questions correct. So unfortunately, he will be advancing and not you.
All right. Well, congrats, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the show. I'm glad you're a good sport about it. And
thanks for having me.
I'll see you on Sunday. All right, that's it for this episode. Tony will be advancing to the finals. Can't wait to do that in September. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. The Bakura episodes are always my favorite. Keep up the feedback. If you guys think you know who's going to win between Elliot, Steffi, or Tony, send me an email, theGSLpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll read out your shout out. And we can get some support for these 3 people, and may the best man or woman win. All right, that's it for this episode. No episode next week, but we'll be back the week after with always brand new episodes.